It is 9:24 on a Thursday morning. We are 3 days out from the All-Ireland Hurling Final. I've hopped in my car from Dublin, driven down the M9, driven down through the southeast of the country, through Kilkenny. Not in an All-Ireland Final, no colour at all. Through Waterford, actually a little bit of blue and white in Waterford, but sadly not in an All-Ireland Hurling Final. And then you cross over the border into Cork. And East Cork, just a splash of red and white. I'm standing underneath the shadow of a church in the middle of a small town in East Cork right now. The small town is called Killa. I've come here because apparently there's a song or something. Killa la 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 la. I have officially landed in the town of Killa. I'm here with Off the Ball's very own Rachel Sheehan, who is not from Killa, obviously. Look at this picturesque place. I mean, how could you not want to be from here? You're from just out the road, right?
Yeah, I'm from Kerrytool, just out the road, but adaptive parish of Killa for Camogie.
Okay, right. So you've been playing with the local club?
Playing with the local club here for 10 years now, right. Which is scary when I say it out loud, but yeah.
What has the level of success been like with the Killa Camogie team during your career here?
It's been fairly barren in terms of trophies. We've got one or two Sheila Spillane tournaments to our name, but the senior county has eluded us so far, but we're hoping to make a change in the next couple of years.
So I was looking at the Y'all advertiser. I picked up a Y'all free sheet earlier on, and I realised while looking through this local free sheet that there's this great pride in East Cork in general. While Killa may not have a hurler on the senior team at the moment, the publications here, the people here, are very proud of this patch as a whole. I'm sure there's local rivalries within that, but it seems that way, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I know there's no Killa hurler on the team, but you've got Laura Tracy and Hannah Looney at the moment at the Camogie, and you know, they're still in it. Hopefully they'll be bringing an All-Ireland home to Cork and Killa for the Camogie side of things. But yeah, especially when it comes to hurling, East Cork, there's just a fierce sense of pride there. You're always going to have a good few men or women involved in the county team. And even club-wise, you know, the Inch footballers here have had huge success. You know, they were All-Ireland champions, numerous county finals. Angela Walsh's, Amory Walsh's and Mary O'Connor's, they've really put it on the map.
Yeah. So, we're sitting beside the river here, and there's a couple of places around us that have been mentioned in the song, which is quite remarkable. It is the reason why we're here in Killa. It's kind of insane how a small place has become synonymous with Cork hurling over the course of the summer. How is that sitting with people down here? It must be a source of real pride, right?
It's incredible. I mean, even the first time I heard the song, I was travelling. I was making my way back from Australia. I was in Thailand and I was chatting to someone in a hostel. They were like, "Oh, where are you from?" I was like, told them where I'm from, in Cork. And they were like, "Oh, is that near Killa?" And like, that never happens. You know,
where was this person from?
Usually somewhere up the country.
Okay.
You know, and usually you work your way back. You're like, "Oh, you start with, I'm from Cork."
Yeah.
You know, you never lead with, "Oh, I play Camogie with Killa," because
right.
You have to go somewhere wider. I was like, how do you know that? And they were like, "Oh, have you not heard the song?" Because I'd been a bit offline for a couple of months. It's like, no. And sure then, as soon as I got home, I realised just how big of a deal it was.
Wow. Do you remember then? So you had never heard the song at that point?
No. I was staying off TikTok.
Yeah. But like when you're away from home for so long, hearing a song, and a very good song, about your home, a place that's very close to your home, that must have hit different.
Yeah, it was just strange at first. It was like, I can't believe this has taken off, you know.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it really started to have like a bit of a link to the Ga, everyone was sending it to me. You know, anyone I played Camogie with in Australia was like, "This is your club, isn't
yeah.
it?" And it's fantastic. There's a real sense of pride. Also, we'll be chatting to Philip O'Neill later. He's playing with the Killa Hurlers. You're saying almost a little bit of pressure to perform now.
Yeah.
You know, they lost the league final at the weekend, and he said it mightn't even have been the worst thing, you know. Just like we're trying to talk down this Cork team, talk down the hype around Killa as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So people will have heard the song. The river is called
The River Desor?
Desor. My apologies. All my local killer knowledge has gone out of my brain immediately. So, like, the River Desor gets mentioned at the end. There's a couple of other bits that we can see here that's mentioned in the song as well, right?
Yeah, up there now we've got the Woods of Glenbower. So, okay. Glenbower would be the football team here in Killa as well. They're named after that. So, we've got, yeah, two iconic bits that brought you to the real pinnacle of Killa here. And, of course, the Old Thatch Pub Cafe.
The Old Thatch Pub is where we're sitting outside here, and I'm not sure, do we go on the pints before or after we do our day's work here, but we do have a couple of bits lined up. There's this sign up the road that you can see from outer space, which says, Up Cork. Set the scene for this, because we're going to go up and visit the guy who runs the show there.
So that's the O'Connor family, Mary O'Connor, obviously absolute Cork legend, jewel star. It'd be her brother's land that it's on, just his farm, so... Kevin will tell us the story coming up, but it's been up since 1999. Kevin's brother put it up initially, and it's one of those things that you can set your watch to nearly. You know, everyone used to talk about Glen Rowe reminding them of going to school on a Sunday. I see the Up Cork sign and I'm like, it's championship time.
Right.
You know, usually because Cork will be in the All-Ireland Club Championship is coming up, and you see the sign coming up and you're like, oh, I need to pull the socks up now. Championship is just around the corner, you know?
Brilliant. And then after that, we're going to go to the other side of town. Cool camps are on, and there's a lot of famous faces around the Killa GAA Club who are represented either with their kids going to the camp or people who are represented maybe by the music of Kingfisher as well. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect up the GAA Club.
Yeah, so famously, the Kingfisher song was requested by one of the lads from Killa GAA after they reached the East Cork final. There'd been a bit of a drought for the lads, and they said... Every village in, I suppose, East Cork and Cork has their own song. They said, if we win this, we've got no song. So the Yank who we'll be talking to later, Philip O'Neill, asked Fitzy, if we get to the final, will you write us a song?
Amazing.
And the rest is history.
It's unbelievable. Can't wait to hear that story from him a little bit later on. Now then, Rachel and I have just come out the road, a little bit outside of town in Killa. And Rachel, I think it's fair to say that you know the man standing beside me here fairly well. Can you just tell our audience, first of all, who Kevin is and how you know him through your own background in sport?
I've had the pleasure of being coached by Kevin O'Connor. I don't know if he'd say the same about me, but great Killa man, great coach, big O'Connor family here in town.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for inviting us into your massive field here. But most importantly, to go and see close up this ginormous Up Cork sign. For the radio listener, it's a massive Up Cork sign, all in red, with an underline of white on it. Anybody who's driven out this road near Killa will see it. This is absolutely unbelievable. And this goes way back into your own family history, Kevin.
Yeah, look, we're big Killa supporters, big Cork supporters down here. And my late brother, Rory O'Connor, and Brendan Welsh, both have since passed, erected this sign in 99 when Mark Lanners and Joe Dean were involved with Cork. I think Mark was captain in the same year. So it's originated out of that. And it's been going up every year since. And I suppose there's an Up Killa sign, an Up Inch sign, all for the parish. And look, we love supporting Cork down here. And the kids, their nieces and nephews are big fans of putting it up every year, so it goes up most years. Cocker in the final.
This is obviously something that you're well familiar with, Rachel. Like every year you drive past, or every year that Cocker in the final, I'm sure you see this thing, right?
Yeah, it's almost one of those things where you know what time of the year it is when you're coming down, you see the Cork sign, you're like, right, championships underway.
Yeah. So this obviously comes down during the year, and then when Cork get into the business end of the year, that's when it goes back up. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. It comes down, I suppose. Maybe Pins Cork Camogie will play hopefully in an All-Ireland final, and if the football lady footballers are in an All-Ireland final, it will stay until then. If Cork win on Sunday, we hope to leave it up for a couple of weeks after that. Maybe bring the Cork team down and burn the bonfire in front of it, and that would be our neighbouring parish. Ciarán Joyce would be only a stone's throw over the road, so he might bring the Cork team down. We might have a party in front of it with the help of God next week.
What does Ciarán Joyce think of it all?
Ciarán Joyce wouldn't be a big fan of Killa Parish, but he has land in Killa Parish now, I keep telling him. So with the help of God, he'll play well on Sunday, and he'll bring Liam McCarthy back to Cork.
You mentioned 1999, and you were just showing me a photograph from the Examiner in 99, where the photograph is from a different time, but the sign is exactly the same. How much has this structure actually changed over the last 26 years?
I suppose the first year it was put up, my brother Rory and Brendan Welsh erected it with timber at the back, and I think it There was a gale of wind came and it snapped it in half. So the following day, they had to go out and rebrace it. And we hung it off the side of a trailer. So when we hung it off the side of the trailer, it was fine, but it was still unstable. And when we needed the trailer, the sign was on the trailer. So we got scaffolding, and it's now erected to the scaffolding. It's the exact same timber since 99. It's stored in the shed every year. It's put away. It's looked after. The niece and nephew's painted, and it goes up every year to Cochrane Final.
Freshly painted every year?
Freshly painted every year, stored in the shed. So, yeah, look, we live here on the N25. It gets good viewing from everyone passing. I think we put it up on last Thursday night, and the lads across the road that are doing the bit of roadworks are from Tip, and they were shouting, Tipperary, up Tip, up Tip. So they had a good banter with us there for the evening, and so it was nice to have it up. Look, we used to light it in September when the All-Irelands were in September. We'd light it up in front for the winter. But there doesn't seem to be now any need to, because the evenings are so long. And look, loads of kids loves coming over and taking photographs in front of it, so it's nice for them.
People will probably be able to hear that it's a fairly gusty day. I don't suspect down on the southeast coast here you get too many calm days, so it does need to be an unbelievably strong structure.
It does now, to be fair, yeah, that's the way the scaffolding gives it that. Actually, I know that second or third, 2 years ago maybe, the wind caught it and flicked the whole lot back.
Right.
And led the whole lot back all the way to the goose, come out with the tractor and flick it forward, and we tied it down. So it's great. It's great to have it. It's great. Look, we're lucky, I suppose, that my brother thought up the idea, and Brendan Wells thought up the idea at the start, that we get to continue the tradition of it, and for the, our nieces and nephews, and it is fantastic for them, so that they get involved with Cork. Now, we could do with tickets, so if anyone has them.
get the message out there. Kevin needs tickets. He's done a lot for this part of Cork, so get him sorted. What sort of coach was he, Rachel?
Oh, very calm, very subdued, you know. Man, a few words on the sideline. We would always be, even Kevin came down to give us a handout last week when the lads were on holidays, and just brings unbelievable energy, great crack, but you'd run through the sign for him, you know. And even himself, like, his sister was responsible for probably half the All-Irelands that this sign was up for. Was she, Kev?
Yeah, my sister Mary won, I suppose, the bonds of 20 All-Ireland medals with Cork. Come on again, ladies football, a jewel player, outstanding player on her day. Club All-Irelands, look, we have Angela Welsh, Joe Dean, Emery Welsh, we have a clatter of All-Ireland medals in this parish. It's unbelievable. So I suppose that sign was really down, and with all the All-Ireland medals in this parish, to be fair, so it's fantastic to see it continuing, and hopefully we'll have a few more young fellas coming through. I think there's a couple of lads on the 20s, and there's a couple of lads on Jordan's young fellas on the minor. So it is fantastic to have the sign will be going up for the next number of years with the Begad.
It's amazing what the sign represents, because on the one side of the coin, as you mentioned, you have kids coming to take photos with it. It is of the community, it is for the public. And on the other side of the coin, it is something that represents your family and is quite a poignant thing for you and quite a celebration of your sister and of your brothers, right?
Oh, 100%, 100%. It's a celebration of our brother and my sister. My sister was a tremendous player for Cork. My brother was a massive supporter of Cork. Tragically, passed tragically, so it's a huge event for the nieces and nephews to remember him and for us to remember him. My brothers that put it up, Jono and Fimber and Jack and Ryan and Sarah and Lauren, and I shouldn't have mentioned any names because I'll forget someone, but then Dory and Neov. So look, they're one of 27 nieces and nephews we have, so they just love it. It is fantastic, and it's fantastic with that for the honour of Rory and Brendan Welsh, that this sign goes up every year. And it will go up as long as I'm living here. It will go up every time Cocker in the final.
Yeah, and I'd say long past that as well, to be fair. I'd say it'll be passed down for another couple of generations yet. Broad question, what sort of place is Killa? Because I think that's a question that a lot of people who are even passing into their music this summer would have had.
Yeah, look, Killa is a fantastic village, a vibrant village. A lot of true passing traffic, all right, to be fair, but we have a fantastic hurling Camogie and football club here in Killa. The community is warm. They stick together at all times. Yeah, you couldn't say anything bad about Killa, to be fair. Look, the main street in Killa is so busy, it's hard to have an event in the middle of the village, so I suppose a lot of construction around the hurling club below on the field. And I suppose I think you might go down there in a minute. There's a cool camp band in a minute. There's 250 odd kids down there this morning, and that's indicative to the people that run our club and look after the fields and do all of what Cork hurling is about, really, to be able to bring on this generation of players for Cork hurling.
It's kind of amazing that it's a county with more GAA clubs than any other in Ireland, and yet if you were to get to the full-time whistle and you've won the game on Sunday, there'll be one GAA club that'll be ringing out over the Tannoy system in Croke Park. The song, I'd say, has done something special for the people of this town as well.
Yeah, we were at the semi-final, and the minute the game ended, the killer song came on, and my daughter and my son were with me, and they rose a big smile, to be fair. And it does for everyone in the county. I know people wouldn't be big fans of Killer here and there. Look, Killer's on the way up, and we hope we'll rise to the county level, and they might be listening to the Killer for a bit longer, but I think last Sunday morning said it all. We played a header in a junior game. We were under pressure for numbers, I think. I think it was a Division 3 game, I'm not sure. If I was there, I probably could have got a run. But my brother, in his mid-40s, lined out with his three nephews. And I think he put it up on Instagram and it said, for the parish to last evermore. And that's what a parish is about. The old to the young, and they all play. And look, that's what hurling and the club structure in this country is about, and the parish is about, to keep the thing going. And if we don't have that, it will die away. And hurling in Cork County is strong, and it will always be strong with the help of God.
Would you sing a Castle Martyr song if that was the Cork GAA song?
I don't think it'd rhyme very well now, to be fair.
Doesn't roll off the tongue quite as easy.
Roll off the tongue as Killer, no. Killer, look, this Killer song that the Kingfisher have written is fantastic. It is fantastic. It's the song of the summer. Yeah. It's the song of the summer for everyone. Look, whether you're from Galway, Antrim, Down, anywhere, it is being played everywhere, to be fair. So, and it's just resonates with everyone. You could change the name of Killer in there and put any other parish into it and it'll still resonate with everyone, to be fair. I know the Father O'Neill's, the Father McCorders, the Dungonies, the Isles, they might like it too well, but you know, they'll support us. Look, we support them and they support us, to be fair, when they're playing for Cork.
Can I ask you, what sort of player was Rachel to manage?
Rachel was fantastic. Attitude was excellent. Like going out a bit all right, though, maybe a problem. But our detail in training was excellent. Great to win the ball in the air and great to put it into our forwards. Wouldn't have a bad word said about Rachel. Fantastic camogie player.
Fair play. Great stuff, Rachel. Congratulations. Good assessment there. You're going to win on Sunday?
I think we will win on Sunday, yeah. It won't be easy. I think if anyone going to Croke Park on Sunday thinks we're going to win handy, have another thing coming. We've beaten Tip twice in two average enough games. Limerick took us to the sword in the first game. We've beaten Limerick. We had a reasonable good game against Dublin. Look, Dublin were probably spun a bit after the Limerick game. I hope we win. I think we will win, but it won't be as easy as the papers are writing. The Limerick or the Tipperary full forward line are excellent, and their full back line is excellent. We won't get off as many puck outs in as we did in the Dublin game, so we'll have to be on our game.
Kevin, thanks a million for letting us spend a bit of time in your company today.
I know, it's wonderful that you came down, and it's great for the sign, and it's great for people in Cork to keep the sign up and keep the whole show on the road.
Right then, I'm delighted to say that Rachel has brought us down to Killa GAA pitch, where she would have played camogie and continues to play a good bit. Philip O'Neill is here with us, a good Killa man. The Yank is what Rachel told me to address you as. That's your official title. Like addressing somebody as Sir, right, if they've got a knighthood over in the UK. And apparently the Yank was mentioned on a number of different occasions during last night's Kingfisher game.
Soundman Yank, actually, shout out. Yeah. There'd be no Killer without Yank, so good luck.
Yeah, fair play. I think so, yeah. I got a few videos. I think they were maybe expecting me to be there, but I'll go next week, I think. So, they just mentioned that I'd asked Owen to write the song, so that was it, I think, yeah.
You are the brains behind the Song of the Summer. How does that feel?
I don't know about the brains, no. It was more so, I think where the story started was, I play a small bit of music, and Owen was at was in a pub one night that we were playing, and we got him up to sing a Kingfisher song with us, and just after we were finished, we were just chatting, and I said to him, be lovely if we'd a song for Killa now that you're professional songwriters, you know. And last year, Owen's father was in charge of our second team, our junior team, and his brother was travelling, who'd usually be playing senior. And I said, you know, when Cottle comes back, Jor's in charge, I have a good feeling that our second team will get to an East Cork final. This was back in maybe April, May. And he said, oh yeah, we might do something. And then I think they won the semi-final, and I just sent him a text. I said, the lads are into the final. And he just sent me a thumbs up. And I think it was the next day, he actually said, we're going writing this week. What do you think, a ballad or something lively? And I was like, oh, ballad all the way. And he said, I was thinking the same. And I'd say it was maybe Wednesday night. I was sitting down, got a message. What do you think of this? We had a few minutes and video on a WhatsApp, and way it went, it was mad.
And what was the video on the WhatsApp? Was it them just playing, like messing around?
I'd say they had just wrote it,
right?
And they just sat down to kind of play it. And you know, it was funny, it kind of started off and you're kind of going, oh yeah, you'd like thinking this was just for us. And that last line, you know, at the bury me with my Hurley, and we're both sitting, myself and my wife were sitting on the couch there, and I just said, there's something special about that. But it kind of grew legs and legs, and the lads did win, the juniors did win the East Cork final, and that night was nuts. The lads actually, Owen was at the match with Eddie, and he was to come back to Killa, but it ended up being a draw. So I think they couldn't make the replay, but like if they'd been there for the first day, it would have been crazy. But kind of videos of the song kept circulating. And yeah, I think TikTok, I think, was a big thing. Owen was saying at the time, it wasn't really, they didn't record it, they didn't release it. It just kind of kept being asked for and stuff like that. So
because if they had come to that county final and the celebrations that night, nobody would have heard the song before. They wouldn't have actually
it would have been
copped
in our WhatsApp groups, okay, and right. Stuff. That video was circulated. I know Cahill had sent it around. I think when he sent it to me, I sent it into the senior just ordering WhatsApp group, and kind of a few fellas would have known it and stuff like that. But yeah, it just seemed to set fire. There was something in it, you know.
I think it was a TikTok videos of people pre-drinking, getting ready to go out. Was kind of like where it first found its place in TikTok.
Yeah.
Or people getting ready. I'm not sure. When did you first realize it was this thing is real now?
I teach in Ahada, which would be kind of two parishes away, and I was sick around Christmas time. I missed around 3 or 4 weeks, and I went back into school. It was January time, and the children were asking, could we, you know, if it was a wet day at break time, could they put on the Killa song? And I was kind of saying, there's something in this, like a kind of a rival parish in lots of ways, wanting to, you know. So yeah, I kind of like that at that stage, it still wasn't released. But yeah, that was kind of the first time where I said, this is really starting to move, you know. But yeah, I suppose it's a bit different to a lot of the stuff they have as well, in that it's an Irish ballad, you know, as opposed to kind of more the whatever it is, the genre they play.
Yeah. And it's only going in one direction as well. You're surely due a little slice of the pie when the mega bucks are made off the song, right?
Well, the funny thing was, Owen had said, if I'm down someday, we might put something together. Do I play a small bit of music, but it wouldn't be in any way.
He's being very modest.
Go on, Rachel.
He's being very modest and saying he plays a small bit of music. Yeah.
That is it.
What's the reality, Rachel?
He's great. Well known around East Cork and further afield for being a great musician.
Great. What do you play?
I play in a two-man band with a friend of mine, William, and I would have been playing with Colin Savage as well, Savage Angs, just pub covers.
Brilliant.
Bit of crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you must do a cover of Killa.
I have once or twice. Yeah, I haven't played much. I haven't played much in the last while. Small kids and stuff, so not gigging. But yeah, I have.
Yeah. Sunday night, we'll catch you doing a rendition of it down here, should they win, Liam.
Yeah, it's just a pity we don't have a player to bring the cup back as well, you know. La 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 la
la la la la la la. My name's Oscar, I'm from Killa.
I'm Charlie Landers, and I'm also from Killa.
I'm Darren Rashford, and I'm from Killa as well.
Oscar, tell us what's on your jersey.
So for the Ballydove tournament, we got like Kingfisher to sponsor our jerseys, because we need a sponsor to represent our club.
And your favourite song?
Killa.
Killa.
Killer. I know that was going to be the answer. But what song got the best reaction last night?
Killer, because they played it twice.
They played it twice?
Yeah.
So tell us about this Cork team then. Who's your favourite player?
Probably Hoggy or Shamey.
Oh, my favourite player is Shamey Handy. He's good on the wings, running down the wing, and like he's shooting some unbelievable.
Duds Healy, I'd say. I just love him, he's so nice.
Yeah.
I've met him a load of times.
Explain to us here now, I'm the complete outsider. Explain to me your family connections to the great Cork team.
My dad's Mark Landers.
My dad's Rodine.
My dad's Bernard Rashford.
And were they any good as players?
Oh, mine? Don't know.
It was shocking. Horrible.
I'm not sure.
We did a match against Stars actually the other day, and see, I have my name, I have Landers on the back of my helmet, and the fellow was marking, he said, "Is your dad Mark Landers?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Unbelievable player."
What age was this fella?
Same age as me.
We were playing like, for my there was another match over on that pitch, and after we were walking to the car, and then three fellas came up to us and like, "Jodine, can I have a picture?" And then my dad took the picture.
I thought they were saying they wanted a picture with you.
I wish.
I'm the Rebels.
Just in terms of yourself and your own expectations and your own feeling about this weekend as a Cork woman, I've been making the point I've never seen a movement like this in Gaelic games. Maybe the Dublin footballers in 2011 is the other comparison. Where does it sit for you in terms of being a Cork fan? Is this the biggest and most energetic experience you've had as a Cork fan?
I think just as you said that there, the sun started to break through the clouds. Oh, and it's divine intervention nearly at this stage. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember the homecoming in 05, and Niall McCarthy from Kerry Toole was on the team that year as well. So I remember him bringing the cup to Cork. And when you're that age, you just think it's going to happen all the time. You know, you take it for granted. So I think there's a lot of that build up and just pure excitement. There's not even that expectation I think that other counties perceive. It's just everyone is so delighted to be going to the matches. Like, couldn't even get a ticket for the round robins. They were sold out in seconds, you know. Even from the league final on against Tip, there's just been excitement. And I think Pat Ryan as well, everyone in the county just has such respect for him as a person first and a coach second, you know. You just want the best for him and the lads as well. They just seem like a great team, and they've always been saying that they're going to hold their standards after that loss against Limerick. They said that's not good enough for the Cork people, so there's an unbelievable atmosphere around the place, but it's just of pure excitement. You know, there's no, obviously the lads will be under pressure this week, it's a big week for them, but everyone's just looking forward to it. You know, it's been unbelievable to be a part of as well this summer. I'm so glad I'm back for it. I think I'd be raging if I was still in Oz, I'd be booking those flights, and I know some people have, but yeah, still looking for a ticket.
I was just about to ask. Still looking.
Still looking for a ticket. It's also my 30th birthday on Sunday. So
no way.
Who would deny me that, huh?
What time is this? I just want to give an accurate. It's about, what is it? Another game is at 3:30 on Sunday. It's, what is it, 12 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon is the point I'm trying to make here. I know it's 3:30 on a Sunday. So there's still plenty of time. There's still 24, 48 hours to get sorted. Believe, keep the faith. If you go to Dublin, you'll get sorted. Rachel, thanks a million for the welcome to Killa. It's a brilliant place. I know it's not quite home for you, but it's close enough. So thanks a million for showing us your adoptive home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rachel Sheehan, thank you.
When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the river de Soar.